The trade theme continued as Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue addressed farmers and ranchers at the 101st Farm Bureau Convention. While phase one of a trade deal between the U.S. and China is signed, there are still questions regarding enforcement of the promised purchases. The specific quantity and value of agricultural commodities to be purchased by China has not been released. Perdue says the real answer is going to be dynamic.
We'll provide the facts to USTR and to the president regarding tracking what has been delivered and sold, what orders are in place, what contracts are there. As the negotiators of the enforcement provisions, USTR would then take the numbers that we're showing lagging behind to meet the goal of the $40 to $50 billion. The enforceability provisions are fairly unique, though. It's unilateral in the ability to, again, reinstall tariffs there without retaliatory ability on China's part. The only ability they would have would be the withdrawal from the whole agreement.
Yesterday, the president hinted that the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement will be signed very soon. Perdue elaborated on those specifics.
We've talked about doing it in several states, obviously. I know that's really been definitively determined yet at this point in time, but I think he would, as you can tell, he likes to get out into farm country. This is a big deal for agriculture as a whole, and I imagine it will be signed probably in maybe multiple states around the country.
Coverage from Farm Bureau Convention in Austin, Texas is made possible by South Dakota Farm Bureau, NDFB, and the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.